They hold it then, they don't do that now.
Do they call it chop?
Chop the cotton.
Chop the cotton, is beans hold the cotton?
Yeah, but they don't do that now. No, they use a machine, they use a machine.
What kind of weeds did they have to chop out?
Oh, the worst in the world was cockabuzz.
Is that right?
Not cockabuzz, cockabuzz. He has that fist again in here. FIST is also called a little old dog. Just like that, so I got through with my fist.
You settled that once and for all. I think I asked you about a turn of corn, you said you don't remember the...
No, I don't remember that.
And on the table, you've got a thing for molasses, and then you call that a what?
I don't have it now, but it's called pitcher, like molasses pitcher, put in a pitcher. And it had a top on, you mash the lid and pour it down, the lid came back down.
And to fill that, you'd use something that came down like this?
I don't know that happened.
You seen a, call a funnel or?
Oh, I've got funnels, I got two, three, I got a glass one and two, three other kind. I got some funnels out there to put gasoline in my mower.
I see. And how about things that you use to plug bottles?
Cork.
Okay, and anything else, glass?
Glass, stoppers.
Glass stoppers.
Yeah, glass, I got one glass stopper in yonder now. Glass stopper. Corks, and you have corks. Mm-hmm. Now they have tops, little metal tops.
And let's see, I think we covered some of these. I mentioned some trees the other day. Did we discuss the magnolia or cucumber?
That's magnolia up there.
Yes, did you ever hear that called a cucumber tree? how about the buttonwood or buttonball?
The magnolia is a state, our state tree.
Mm-hmm.
The state of Mississippi's tree, the magnolia.
Did you ever hear a tree called a buttonball or buttonwood?
I've heard of it, but I never did see one. There's a cottonwood tree too, but I never did see that.
Do you ever have a tree that has a kind of patchy bark, smooth but patchy colors, greens and almost yellow?
What you mean?
Do you ever have a sycamore?
Oh yeah, don't talk to me about sycamore. Those old fuzzy leaves will give me hay fever when nothing else will.
Is that right?
I'll cut anyone down if I see it.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned the other day mountain laurel that might poison cows.
Well, I took botany when I was in college at Hattiesburg. And we had to go out and hunt. I took botany and zoology too. And we made a book on all those things, and we went out and hunted different things. We had to draw them and then paint them. And we'd get laurel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you remember what would poison people, give them an itch?
Poison ivy? Oh, gosh, yes,
and
I've had
it. Did you ever see a bush that's supposed to be poisonous?
It's a vine.
Red?
It's a vine.
Yes, and how about a bush?
Well, there's a poison oak and there's a poison ivy. They're three leaf. I know them when I see them. There's a poisonous sumac too, and there's one that's not poisonous. The white sumac is poisonous. The red sumac is not, and you can suck the red berries off of the red sumac. And I make a bouquet for the church in the fall sometimes, with the red sumac berries and cotton and cattails.
Mm-hmm.
And put the cattails in them and makes a pretty arrangement. And it's all field work. But you can't find cattails anymore much.